WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago today. CBS's Jennifer DePinto with results of our new poll.
67% of Americans think pregnant women may be more at risk, and most feel reproductive care could be more difficult to access in states that have passed new restrictions on abortion.
President Biden and former President Trump prepping for their debate Thursday night. CBS's Robert Costa.
What we're seeing from President Biden is a lot of time, a methodical approach, going through different policies. Positions with his advisors at Camp David in recent days. He'll be there all early this week.
Floodings left some Midwest towns almost completely submerged. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith toured hard-hit Waterville.
We are going to put our shoulder into doing everything we can to make sure that the federal government is a good partner with the state to help you recover from this.
Parts of the Midwest facing triple-digit temperatures today as the Northeast cools down. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found in an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Milwaukee Public Schools stands to lose between $35 and $45 million in state aid because of accounting mistakes that could have ripple effects all over Wisconsin, State School Superintendent Jill Underley.
They didn't lose the money. They got the money last year. It's just going to be withheld as we balance things out for the next school year and fix the accounting errors.
Underley tells WISN-TV's Upfront that DPI could have done more to inform the public earlier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The results of a competency test for a Holcomb man on trial for a March overdose death in Chippewa County have been revealed. According to a WEAU report, 43-year-old Casey Schuneman was ruled competent to stand trial on charges of first-degree reckless homicide as party to a crime and 2 counts of bail jumping. The victim was found dead by authorities on March 11th after an overdose, and his phone allegedly showed contact with Schuneman about using drugs and exchanging drug paraphernalia. An area lawyer is threatening legal action against Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes after accusing him of getting personally involved in a case. According to a WQOW report, attorney Michael Cohen claims Sheriff Hakes told Judge Stephen Gibbs in an email that he would impose a harsher sentence than what was ruled for Glenn Kirkhoff, a foster parent charged with child sex crimes who reached a plea deal earlier this month. Cohen claims Sheriff Hakes specifically said he would not allow Kirkhoff his Huber privileges. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz. On his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All through this long and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love me.
Saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, break me, when it's over.
When it's over.
Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming, and wake me when it's over.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, before we had this short break, I was talking about, tough love and how it was meted out during my generation and how, my parents couldn't tell me or didn't tell me why, they were as disciplinarians as they were and why they watched it to make sure and taught me right from wrong. I've been arrested once in my life at 70 years old. And I was arrested at the age of 18. In the city of Milwaukee, believe it or not, back in those days, if you had a parking ticket, Calvin, that you didn't pay, and if that parking ticket became at once it got up to $20, it started at $5. If you didn't pay it in a certain period of time, it became a warrant. Now, just try to envision this. A warrant for your arrest for a parking ticket. So at 18 years old, I got arrested on a Friday night. The only time I've been arrested for a parking ticket in Milwaukee. And I spent the weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday morning, by the time I got to see the judge, my clothes were all wrinkled. We had big afros back in that day. My hair was all over my head, Calvin. You had no towel to wash your face. Couldn't brush your teeth. When you came before the judge, your clothes were all wrinkled. And my parents taught me. So I never spent time in jail other than that one time. Tough love. And my father used to always say, if you do the wrong thing, we taught you. You know the difference between right and wrong. If you wind up in trouble, don't call me. Don't call me. That lesson worked. But that's not the way things are today. Let's go to Chef Andre from Minneapolis. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good, Mr. Engel. Thanks for accepting my call. Love the Monday Motown. Hey, I just want to say this to you. You know, I've been to Normandy Beach, not in the military. I was in Europe playing music, but I've traveled over from Folkestone, England, over to Calais, France. I've been to Beach Armand and Normandy. It's pretty tough deal. But this generation, these kids nowadays, I totally agree with you, man. The stuff love it. That's, you know, I came up the same way. If they had to, the generation that we're living with right now, if these guys and gals had to demonstrate what those kids did back then when Eisenhower, the guy from England, Churchill, and the guy from Russia, we would all be speaking German. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
But
if these kids nowadays had to do what those kids back then, those 17, 18, 19 heroic men and women back in the day, we would be speaking German right now, guarantee you.
You know what, sir? It doesn't even have to go way back to those times. I'm talking about even our generation. Because the discipline that was meted out to us, you know, it was nothing like what is happening. I know people want to be friends with their children and their grandchildren. And so that's not the way I was raised. Parents were parents. Children were children. And children had their place. Not today. You know, we've coddled our young people. We've given them more than we ever had. I'm as guilty as the next person. And it seems as though, you know, our parents knew what they were doing. They didn't have anywhere near what we had. And my generation had. And so what we wanted to do was, you know, make sure that our children had more than what we had. And we have been giving without having earned. And it hasn't been a good thing. Hey, Chef, anything else you want to add, sir?
Well, you know, take care. I enjoy your program. I listen to you as much as possible. I'll be doing some work. I'll text you and give you the information. I'm doing some consulting work, right outside of Bearview, actually, on a new restaurant. Right on the Wisconsin River. I'll text you the information. And
yeah, please do, man.
Yeah, I'll do that. Then I'll get you up. It's called Prairie Deuce Slack. It's right next door between the Dells and Madison, right around the corner from Baraboo, actually.
Hey, man,
I'll be in touch. Thanks again.
Hey, make sure you do it. Maybe I'll come and do a live remote from there.
That would be fantastic.
We can make it happen. All right. Thank you very much. For the call, man. Thank you for listening. Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you.
Good morning. I think that your parents and my parents went to the same school of parenting. And I'm just laughing hysterical. But it did pay off because I'm going to tell you, when I lived in the Haldren Project, and I remember the first time some kid, I was just a little kid, stole a toy of mine. And I went to my dad crying, and my dad looked at me, and he says, "What do you expect me to do?" He says, "If you want that toy, you go back and get it."
Yep.
So you learned how to fight. And it paid off because when I was 21, I was coming out of I actually worked at St. Joseph's Hospital at the time. And I came out of the hospital, was walking home because I lived about 6 blocks away from the hospital. And some guy who was actually raping women, had raped 5 women, came up behind me, grabbed me by the neck, flipped me to my face, and I rolled over and I beat the crap out of him. I identified him in the lineup. He was so shocked. And I am 5 foot tall, and at the time I was only 90 pounds. So you can imagine he was really shocked when that happened. But yes, our parents prepared us to live life and knew that there would be good times and there would be bad times. And we survived. And we survived all the things that life threw at us, and we're still here to talk about it. And we know right from wrong. And that is precisely what some people don't like about us.
It's what's missing. Go ahead, Susan.
It's what's missing. What's missing. And that, and yes, they call us liberals. They call us all different kinds, snowflakes, whatever. But we know what's right in our heart, and we know what's wrong. We treat people good. We'll give people the shirt off our back and provide them with all the kindnesses that we can afford. And people see that as a weakness. That's not a weakness. What that is what we were taught. Love thy neighbor like thyself.
As thyself.
Okay, hey. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. But you have a good day.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Like I said, my mother she didn't use psychology, Calvin. My mother used broomology, stickology, and slapology. And it worked. I'm not saying that works today, but that's the way it was. And, it kind of made us who we are today. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about lies, because that was another part of what parents taught us back then about the importance of being truthful and why it was important to be on the side of truth and not on the side of lies. But man, lies today, when I was a young man, lies and liars were looked at with a jaundiced eye. Hey man, why you keep lying? I scored 46 points in a in a pickup game the other day, and Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird was out there, but I scored 46. Oh, who saw it? But man, it was really, they just showed up and okay. So then I see you tomorrow. Hey man, I played basketball with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, and I scored 65 points. Oh, you did? Yesterday you told me you scored 46. Listen, a lie begets a lie, begets another lie, and what people are called then are liars. One lie, I didn't fall down out of heaven. Calvin, a lie has crossed my lips before, okay? I don't think anybody gets past this life without ever having told a whopper. But to continue to tell lies makes you a liar. And so here's what I want to talk about. Next, Republicans who just continue to tell lies. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And, you tell a lie long enough, it can become the truth to you. But the people who are listening know you're lying. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
.5 The Tap.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
In hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
All right, welcome back to a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I'm talking about the power of the truth over a lie. And for the life of me, I can't understand, you know, it used to matter, right? It used to matter that people told the truth. It still matters to me. I don't know about you. But when my children would lie to me, I would be really hard on them. Whatever it was they did, that's bad enough. But then to tell a lie on top of it was the part that I realized and that I learned from my parents, because it meant I couldn't trust you. And you never wanted to feel that way about your own child. The power of the truth over the power of a lie. That's what we're talking about today as we move towards this election. Does it matter anymore? Does the truth matter? Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on two of your topics. One was the tough love. And there has been a change in the way people parent today. And as an educator, I'm seeing it play out in the school system.
Right.
I don't know what's going on in the Milwaukee area, but here in the Madison area, I am seeing signs all over the place advertising for substitute teachers. There's a shortage of teachers, and one of the reasons why has a lot to do with the students. Many teachers, they are just burning out, and it's not just the K-12 level, but it's also in higher education as well. I've had colleagues who have just turned in their papers, and they've decided to retire early because many of them, they just do not feel that they are being productive teachers because they can't manage the classroom because of the behavior. And a lot of it does begin at home. And then my second topic, I know what you are working your way up to, is regarding the presidential election and the Black voting behavior. Earl, to be honest with you, I don't know what is going to happen with the Black vote. There's something going on right now. There's a lot of discontent with the Democratic Party. And I think we need to pay attention to it because people are not getting their news from the mainstream media anymore. They're getting their information from a lot of independent operators or social media influencers. I was listening to one in particular. I don't know if you're familiar with him, Roland Martin.
Yes, yes, I'm familiar with Roland Martin.
Yeah, he has always been supportive of the Democratic Party. But I've noticed a turn in his coverage. He's been very, very critical of the Democratic Party. People are concerned. I don't know if Democrats are going to vote Republican, but something is going to happen. And I don't know what.
So Cassandra, I am concerned. And there's an article in today's Politico, really strong article, that talks about Black Milwaukee in Politico and the Black vote. And I've been talking about it. And so, you know, am I comfortable with the Democratic Party and what's happened and what it's done and the commitment that is made to, you know, Black community? Not totally, but guess what? The alternative is the Republicans and Donald Trump. And so there is no reasonable thing that I can see that under Donald Trump and Republicans, that because I'm not satisfied with what the Democrats have done, that will lead me to vote for Republicans and Donald Trump. I've seen their policies, Cassandra. They haven't done anything to benefit the people of color. It's one thing to point at Democrats and say, you know, how bad the Democrats have treated Black people. But we know the history of Republicans and the Republican Party and Donald Trump. Cassandra, go ahead.
Well, you know, Earl, as I said, I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of people are talking about just sitting it out, because they can't pull the lever for Trump. Yeah, so I will sign off, but I think the Democratic Party, especially here in Wisconsin, should have had their wake-up call when Mandela Barnes lost by less than 20,000 votes. That Senate race was very doable, but for some reason, Blacks did not show up. So the party has to change. Either better candidates, a better platform. They have to deliver something for the Black vote.
You said parties, plural, right?
Well, you know what? If the Republicans want the vote, they're going to have to offer some policy.
They haven't offered any.
And that is true, and that's the problem why they can't close the deal.
All right. Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. You know, we've talked about a lot of things. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're welcome to talk about any of them on the other side. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Just enough for the city.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. The group would like to see the change before this November's election. People are traveling again this summer. If you're flying, consider booking early. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Augusta area agencies responded to reports of a person struggling in the Eau Claire River on Saturday afternoon, but after an unsuccessful search, authorities have declared the person missing. According to a WEAU report, Augusta Bridge Creek Fire and Rescue organized the search near Black Bear Road and Highway 27 after receiving the call at around 2:30, but had to discontinue it due to inclement weather around 6 p.m. Another search was started on Sunday beginning at 9 a.m., but the person still has not been found. The city of Eau Claire is launching a new app to track buses around the city. According to a WQOW report, the app will allow bus riders to see where their bus is in real time, allowing them to better plan for trips, avoid detours, and stay up to date on announcements. The tracking service will cost about $375,000, and funding will be provided by the Federal CARES Act. City officials are hoping the additional access for riders will encourage more residents to take advantage of public transit. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hollywood community is still coming to terms with the loss of Donald Sutherland. The actor, who received an honorary Oscar in 2017, an Emmy Award for his work in TV, and two Golden Globes over his career, starred in movies such as MASH, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games. His breakout role was in 1967's The Dirty Dozen. Donald Sutherland is the father of actor Kiefer Sutherland. Sources say he died after a long battle with an unknown illness. He was 88 years old. The torch has been passed officially. Ralph Macchio, who played Johnny Cade in 1983's The Outsiders, visited the cast of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical of the same name. Macchio attended the live show with his family in New York last week and posed for a photo with the cast next to the new Johnny Cade, Sky Lakota Lynch. Both the film and the musical are based on S.E. Hinton's 1967 novel of the same name. The Outsiders was nominated for 12 Tonys and won 4. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, hi, hi.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're all over the place. You can fit in, get in where you fit in. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Happy Motown Monday to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, you're talking about, you know, how we were raised and, you know, to do the right thing. You know, we were taught a long time ago that nobody likes a sneak or a liar or a cheat. And pretty much, you know, if you stay away from those people that lie, cheat, and steal all the time, you know, you're going to have a pretty good chance of making it.
Right.
But I think what is understated is also back in the day, mothers and grandmothers were raising the preschool kids, not daycares.
That's correct.
And I would bet that a lot of the young men and women that have problems as a teenager and later on as young people, their origin was, and there were a lot of history in the daycares. Where they just have hourly employees taken care of. And they may have 8 or 10 or 12 different guardians, if you will, before they're 4 or 5 years old, when, you know, it's so important at that very, very early age to have that nurturing, loving, calming influence around you. But I didn't call for that. you know, if we would just rely on empirical data, and if we had media groups and message groups that were better at communicating to the masses of people, we wouldn't be into the he said, she said world and fake news and all this nonsense. I'll just give you one example quick. I went back and I looked at our income tax code, and I looked at how it correlated to our budget deficits or healthy, how healthy it was. And I went back until 1919. And what it shows is every time that we've had drastic income tax code changes, we're talking about the early 20s, we're talking about the early 80s, the result soon after was crashes and bailouts and depressions. And it's happened over and over and over. Again, this is empirical data. This is history. So here we are now, where, you know, we're having deficit conversations, and the media seems to be, you know, hammering so hard on this. But yet all we have to do is take a look at what happens when all of a sudden our tax codes, you know, the elites and the corporations are now paying less than their fair share, which the numbers look like. In Clinton, during his administration, figured it out. 39% is a good number. But if you get below that for the elites or for the corporations, all of a sudden we have budget explosions and deficits. Look at the history. So, you know, what I like to see as a part of the remedy for all of us, I don't care what side of the aisle, what party you're on, I want good information. I want information that we can all trust, that we don't have to look sideways at, you know, and it used to be that way. So, you know, I think the messaging, I think the Dems and the left and the independents have, especially the independents, where are you? You know, you're supposed to be a party. You dominate the three parties. I think 46% of America call themselves independents, and then roughly the Dems and the Republicans are tied at 33 to 34%, roughly. Where are the independents? And is this what an independent means, where you just quiet like a church mouse in the corner? No.
Hey, Mike, great questions, man. You know, and you know, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Before we go back to the phone lines, you know, talking about lies, right? Shocking truth behind the GOP's MAGA lie machine. Hitler's brilliant propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels famously told the Führer, "Repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth." Donald Trump and the MAGA faction of the Republican Party have taken Goebbels' advice to heart and is going to make this fall's election one like we've never seen before. Already they've been lying so often and so effectively that nearly all Republicans and majorities or near majorities of Americans believe. The GOP's lie that we're in a recession. We're in better shape in most ways than any time since the 1960s, and inflation last month was zero. You hear that? Inflation last month was zero. While Ronald Reagan never got it below 4.1% in his entire 8 years, Republican lies about crime being up is down dramatically since Trump. You hear that? Crime is down all over the nation. The lies that Democrats want elective abortion up to the moment of birth, none have ever said that. Trump's lie that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump by voter fraud. GOP lies that the southern border is wide open. The Republican lie that Social Security is on the verge of bankruptcy and must be, say, privatization or benefits cut. Their vicious lie that the queer people are pedophiles targeting American school children, and the NRA lie that more and more deadly guns will keep our kids safe. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. Your response.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. Well,
hey, man, don't start with a lie. Hey, CJ, don't start with a lie. Okay, give us some truth.
You said last month inflation was zero.
That's correct.
But over the last 3.5 years, it's 19%. And they're trying to get it to 2% before they lower interest rates. That's from the Treasury. So, and what did you just say? What was your last part that you
The lie that more and more deadly guns will keep our kids safe. That's what I said.
Well, if they prosecuted criminals, unlike the New York DA, you know, we're living.
Hey, CJ, did you just hear? No. Because you're proving what I've been saying and what this article in the alternate is saying, CJ. Crime is down. It's way down. Could it be lower? Yes. But just because you a Republican say it's up doesn't mean it's up. Go ahead.
Tell that to Lake and Riley's family. Tell that to Rachel Morin's family.
Hey, CJ, you can point out one or two families and say that's happening in the majority, not in the minority. You and others want to focus on specific incidents and blow that out of proportion. Go ahead.
That is because of Joe Biden's policies, Earl. Those men were in the United States.
Hey, CJ.
Failed immigration.
Joe Biden's policies have wrought less crime in the nation. There's no argument with that.
Man.
CJ?
Who's president, Earl? Who lifted 96 executive order policies of Trump's border? The last month of Trump was 30,000 illegals. They've had 19 months over 300,000.
Hey, CJ.
So,
Hey, CJ, did you hear anything that this article talked about with all the lies that are floating around from MAGA and on the Republican side of things?
You just keep saying that because you're just preaching to your choir, but America's living the Biden policy.
Hey, CJ, if America... Yes, some of us, all of us are living the Biden policy. The question becomes whether or not some of us believe that the Biden policy is better than the Trump policy. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man?
I'm sorry. He's a broken record player. You guys talk about me saying we the people are the government, which means all of us. This guy gets on every single day and talks about the fact, oh, we're living Joe Biden.
Well, Tom, let me say this. If you notice, he hasn't been appearing on my show for, you know, a while. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, actually, I like him on the show because, honestly, he does give a preview of the other MAGAs that are out there. And, you know, they're ridiculous. They prove exactly what it is you're saying, Earl, and exactly what Hitler did in the 30s. Mein Kampf, the book he wrote. Don't tell a small lie. Tell a huge lie. Tell the big lie. FDR has a clip on that where he talks about the fact that Hitler is about telling the big lie and then repeating it over and over and over again. And everybody in our media just repeats it over and over. There's no pushback. You go on the Sunday shows, they let things go, and then later they try to correct them, like on social media, Twitter, or whatever. That's not your job. Your job is to correct the record right there and then when the person is lying to your face in real time. You don't do it on Twitter lately or do it on five other shows later during the day. You should be correcting the person immediately. And yes, it is true. Joe Biden's inflation is at zero. But you know what? As long as Donald Trump just keeps getting out there and repeating again and again and again, oh, inflation's the highest it's ever been in 50 years. You people, please wake up. Wake up, CJ. Look at the actual facts. Stop living in this seriously, Mein Kampf, Hitler type of propaganda. It's just, I honestly feel bad because you know what? You think that Donald Trump isn't going to come after you? Once he's done getting rid of the people that are either in the LGBTQ plus community, as soon as he's done going after the Jews, as soon as he's done, he will come after you. But you know what? There will be no one there to protect you. You're just a middle-class person. You're not a billionaire, CJ. You're not a billionaire, Gary. You guys are closer to the person that's poor and living on the street in terms of your income. And Gary, as far as owning your own business, good for you. You own your own business. But you know what? You have a lot of freedom because you own your own
you
business.
Know, you have
a lot of freedom.
You know, Tom, at the root of all of it is lying. Okay? And so if you tell a lie long enough, you know, as you stated, it becomes the truth. But not to all of us. Hang on the lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Hey,
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. John K., I really don't think CJ and people in his camp have the ability to see facts. They only listen to their dear leader and his lies. Sad. It really seems these people believe 100% in what they are saying. I don't get it. So much anger, hate, and chaos. A terrible way to live. I don't know if they can come back to reality, but I hope so. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Hi, John.
All right, all right.
Hey, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to respond to CJ with some facts. Seems to forget that his buddy screwed up the whole thing of actually fixing the border with more judges, getting more cases taken care of because he needed to run on it. I guess he didn't do that for himself. The NRA would like to reach out, thank everyone for buying their guns, but the parents of Uvalde, the parents of people in malls, theaters, and everywhere else would like to say, screw the NRA. And, the gentleman from LA brought a good point on the corporate news. I was watching WSNBC, and Sonia had on the head of the Heritage Foundation, and they neglected having him sitting there to go to the religious question. It was all about, for him, it was all about trying to sell the betterment of America. But he literally admitted that they would fire anybody in a government position that had donated money to the Democratic Party. Hey, everybody, wake up. Wake up out there and stop voting against your better interest. That's all I got to
say. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Listen, at the root of this conversation was the power of the truth and a lie. And clearly, there have been flat-out lies that have been told and continue to be told to people. And people have a right to accept the lie. They have a choice. You can accept the lie as truth if you choose to, but that doesn't make it truth, right? I try to live my life based on truth. And I love it. You know why? Because when your life is based on truth and people ask you a question about things, you can always give them the same answer. Because the truth rolls off the lips and in your mind very easily. But a lie changes. If you ever listen to a liar, someone who lies repeatedly like Donald Trump, the lie changes. It morphs. The truth never does that. Hey, Eric, my friend, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Happy Motown Monday.
Yes, sir.
The Joseph Gable thing from long back, I think, is a bit of a misnomer, actually. And you kind of spoke to it a little bit, but I don't think it's necessarily that, you know, if you tell a lie enough, it becomes truth as much as whatever the propaganda message is, be it true or false, if you continue to repeat it, it eventually reaches enough receptive people to create a population of quote-unquote believers.
That's true.
And these people, as you just said, these people choose to believe what are often easily debunked, you know, facts, lies, I should say, and the reason being what they're doing, I mean, it's with whether they're listening to the Benedict Donald or whether they're reading about Project 25, is that the move towards authoritarianism and what they're choosing to believe is because they see the personal benefit. It's all about personal benefit and what they're hearing. And the strength of the GOP is they've got more money than the Democrats will ever see, especially more dark money. They've got the corporate, you know, more of the corporate money than Democrats are ever going to have because the Democrats criticize corporate America. And so that money is being spent on the marketing, and it's just a matter of reaching more people. But I do not believe that the recent, you know, past couple of years has reached as many people. as convictions and memory of COVID and the memory of those 4 years has cost, especially in those independents. And that's where I have hope, is that they're having a hard time finding new people, more than 1 or 2% maybe of fringe kind of groups and stuff like that. But they're losing in droves independents because of the insanity, simply the insanity. So again, it goes back to basically they see personal benefit in, and that's why, just like you said, they choose to believe this stuff. So the idea that people are being bamboozled is a cop-out and an excuse for those people. We need to stop giving them that excuse and that cop-out and hold them to their beliefs.
Hey, Eric, man, always good stuff. Really appreciate it. You know, truth used to matter. You know, and it still does matter to some of us. Others of us, you know, truth be damned. And you wonder why our society is the way it is now. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you to the listening audience. Could not do it without you. You know, tomorrow we'll be joined by my co-host, Sandy Wade. We've got a lot to cover, as always. Thank you, Calvin. And up next, Jane Matinere. Matinere on air with Greg Bach. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinere on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS